Welcome to Voices of Change, the Human Services Coalition podcast.
Hey guys, it's Cal Soto, Storytelling Coordinator at the Human Services Coalition. We recently had our fourth Imagine Miami Changemaker Conference, entitled Sustaining Livable Communities Through Civic Activism. A few prominent members of our community came and spoke to us about initiatives they've been involved with and that they're getting involved with in the future. Katie Sorensen talked to us about what she'll be doing after she leaves the commission. Check it out.
When I started thinking about running for re-election last summer, when it would have been time to gear up for re-election, I just realized I didn't have the same amount of enthusiasm that I thought the community deserved in order to have an elected official county commission. And I decided that I'd start thinking if I wasn't going to do that, what would I be doing? And I started thinking about what the community really needs. What I decided that I wanted to do was work on training elected leaders in this community, because in this region, from Monroe to Palm Beach, and certainly beyond into the entire country and probably the world, we have a dearth of good leadership and good political leadership, and sometimes people get into politics for the wrong reasons. And I wanted to find a way to get the people who are in it for the right reasons to be better elected officials and to train them in skills that I think they need to know in order to be good elected officials. Because, you know, there are no prerequisites, there are no qualifications, there's no list of criteria that says you have to do A, B, and C and have this kind of degree or that kind of degree in order to run for office. Anybody can run for office. But when you get there, you kind of say, oh, now what? And so I started talking to people about what are the skills that people really need to know. So it started with ethics in my interviews. It often starts with ethics. But also skills in budget, finance, taxation, what money comes out of what pot, what can be used for what purposes, and everything from environmental issues, land use. We have a climate change issue in this state, and people need to know something about those issues. We need to know what the effects are going to be, what are the implications. So it's going to be an evolving program. It's going to be at the University of Miami.
Cindy Lerner, the mayor of Pinecrest, talked to us about some of her proudest moments in her administration.
When I was campaigning for mayor, I had a resident who, when she heard about my background in juvenile court and the gardening program, she said, well, if you're elected mayor, would you be interested in starting a youth advisory council? And I said, you bet, I would love to do that. So that is one of our additional councils we just implemented as of January. We have engaged them in helping to advise us on what kinds of after-school enrichment activities we can provide at our parks and community center. We did our first annual Earth Day festival, and I asked them, well, how do I get kids involved in coming to Earth Day? They said, entertainment, battle of bands, talent contest, fashion show. And I said, great, it's yours.
As you may know, the Human Services Coalition is organizing the Pennywise campaign, a movement to preserve funding for social services in the county budget. Katie Sorensen shared her views on the need for public investment in our city.
The other thing I'm tired of hearing about is how taxes is a poor lived word and people shouldn't be taxed and you should keep all your own money. I don't think that's the philosophy of most of the people here today. But to counteract that, I think we have to have voices about public investment, that people are willing to pay for a plan, people are willing to pay for environmental regulation, people are willing to pay for a good transit system and a good public health system and for human services, because these are public investments that contribute to, again, communities of lasting value and the quality of life that we want to have in this community. So those voices must be heard.
Courtney Strickland, Policy Director of the Miami ACLU, talked about Amendments 5 and 6, November ballot measures aimed at preventing unfair redistricting in the state of Florida.
Right now, our legislators choose their voters rather than the voters choosing their legislators.
We at the Human Services Coalition believe that we need the active participation of all of Miami's residents to make this a better community for all. Katie Sorensen said it best.
Tell people that I think that democracy is not just by the people for the people and of the people. It's by for and of the people who are paying attention. So that's what